The Fred Allen Show, specially rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Here are Fred Allen, Portland Hoffa, the Mighty Allen Art Players, High-Low Jack and the Dame, and Al Goodman, his chorus and orchestra.
Everybody, we're told, we'll be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums manana.
There'll be lots of pretzels manana. There'll be strawberries floating in Paris.
All your skies will be blue, all your chairs will be few, all your floors will be Buick manana.
Manana.
There'll be high in the sky. So come you mourners and pick your pawns. There's a great day coming manana. If manana ever
manana, berries pouring in cream.
With a happy return, we'll be dancing again. We'll be
launching a rainbow manana.
There'll be high in the sky times. So pick your club. Oh, there's a great day coming manana. If manana ever
last week, ladies and gentlemen, Professor Einstein called on the intellectuals of the world to organize and form a union of thinkers. Tonight we bring you one thinker Professor Einstein forgot to mention. He's Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Jimmy, I do want to thank you tonight for referring to me as a thinker. You did say thinker, didn't you?
Why, yes, Fred, I did.
You weren't lisping?
No, not at all.
You know, a slip of the lip can also ruin me, besides what it will do to a ship, you know. Jimmy, it looks as though our days in radio are numbered.
Well, how do you mean, Fred?
Well, I read in the papers this week that one of the broadcasting companies and Columbia University together are going to train students to be radio writers and announcers.
Oh, you think college boys are going to take our jobs?
Yes, Jimmy, and it's going to be pretty embarrassing.
Yes? How, Fred?
Well, imagine a fellow studying for 4 years to be an announcer. He finally leaves college and gets his big chance. It's the Rinso White program. He rehearses all day. The show goes on the air. After another announcer reads the Rinso White commercial, the college man steps up to the microphone and says, "And don't forget, spelled backwards is..." My lip is gone. But you know it's going... Oh... Benny's off the air. It's good to breathe again. Well, it's...
Sir Allen!
Portland, gee whiz. You're just in time, Portland. Jimmy and I were hashing over the news here.
Oh, I read that the Dionne quintuplets were 10 years old.
I saw that.
Mr. Dionne gave them a pony for their birthday.
Well, it won't be much fun, 5 little girls on one pony.
Yes, it will. They all have whips.
They should... they should cross the pony with a dachshund. They'll get a horse that's long enough that way. Tell me, what else is new, Portland?
The Supreme Court let the Hudson Tube raise the fare from Jersey City to New York.
I saw that, too. It used to be 8 cents, now it's 10. I wonder why.
Oh, people will pay anything to get out of Jersey City.
You are winning us new friends, I see across the way. Well, as Shakespeare said, to be MT or not to be MT, that is the question.
That used to be the question.
That's done it. I'm off for Allen's Alley. Raleigh, I am. Raleigh, I'm off for Allen's Alley. Raleigh.
What is your question tonight?
Well, this past week we had the hottest weather we've had so far this season. It's always interesting to compare the current hot spells with the heat of yesteryear, don't you think? And so our question is, what is the hottest day you ever remember?
Shall we go?
As the shoestring said to the finger, why not? Portland. Portland, here we are back in Allen's Alley. There's a light in Senator Bloat's window. I guess the senator is in. Let's see.
Yes?
Senator, that beard doesn't strain your voice talking through it. Senator Bloat, what is the hottest day you ever remember?
July 8th, 1929.
The heat was bad?
It was so hot, the Hoboken ferry took off and slipped.
What about this week's heat wave, Senator? Are you taking action?
Yes. If my bill, the Bloat bill, goes through...
Yes?
The government will give every taxpayer one package of cigarettes.
What cigarette can give people relief from the heat?
Cools.
Senator, on a hot day, what is your idea of comfort?
Puffing a cool with short draws.
Well, the senator has something here, and it won't hurt if he loses 80 or 90 pounds of it. Well, let's try next door.
Hello, Mr. Smellin.
Well, Mr. Eat the Peaches. What is the hottest day you remember?
Well, it could was be last summer, June the 19th.
How hot was it?
The heat was so hot.
Who? Yes?
My brother, a 32nd degree Mason, went up 10 degrees.
Now, it must have been terrible.
I'm sitting in my house.
Yes?
Outside, the air is scorching.
Gosh.
I'm opening the window. Poof! It's coming in a hot blast. The canary is fainting.
Gosh.
I'm turning on the radio. I'm fainting.
Well, the radio made it worse. What was on?
Gabriel Heather. Shut up.
I should give up, but I'll try one more door.
No.
Oh. Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum, what is the hottest day you recall?
When I'm a little girl, the year I couldn't remember.
Well, how hot was it?
My little puppy, a water spaniel, is perking to death.
You lost your dog? What did you do?
To my puppy, I am dedicating a poem.
Oh, that's sweet. What is it called?
A puppy on a hot day I wouldn't want to be.
That's the title, huh? Well, how does it go?
A puppy on a hot day I wouldn't want to be. A puppy on a hot day could be someone else, not me. A spanking on a hot day I would be. Likewise, a guppy. But one thing I would hate to be on a hot day is a puppy. A puppy on a hot day could wag his tail a minute. This will stir a breeze behind, but the puppy isn't in it. I feel sorry for a puppy. On a hot day, he will pant. I can take my coat off, but a little puppy can't. Thank you.
Very nice. Well, that brings us to the lavender-colored lean-to at the end of the alley.
Onions are white, iodine is brown, Falstaff's here, let's go to town.
Troubadour Open Show, you have more poems tonight?
Indubitably.
Really?
Have you heard, though the fairy was quite hairy, he didn't frighten Mary?
No.
Or, I knew my victory garden was haunted when that tomato spoke to me.
No.
Or perhaps this one. She laughed and said, "You're one in a million." 'Twas the first time she'd ever seen a civilian.
Falstaff, thanks to you, this program is constantly being mistaken for Dr. No IQ. Tonight, we have been discussing excessive heat.
Why I am here. I'll skip the precise
list. Thank you. Just tonight. If you've written a poem, what is it called?
In Rebuttal.
How does it go?
In answer to Mrs. Nussbaum and her puppy in his little pine box, I'll recite a very short poem tonight. I call it A Paradox. What is a paradox? Without ado, I'll try and define the word for you. A paradox is the baby bear with his heavy coat of thick brown hair. He's hot in the sun, he's hot in his lair. How can he be hot when he's a little bear?
Thank you, Falstaff. And as Falstaff leaves, he nudges Al Goodman, who promptly jumps up to conduct the number for Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. Their song, Let's Sing a Song About Susie.
Let's sing a song about Susie, that pretty little, witty little Susie, with the big brown eyes and the turned up nose and the big blue bow in her hair. Oh, she's as sweet as a bud, and she's second to none. What's more, she's a bundle of joy and just a barrel of fun. Let's sing a song about Susie.
And now, Portland, we better get things ready for our guest.
Who's coming tonight?
Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre? I'll see you later.
Now, wait a minute. Come back here, Portland. What are you running for?
Well, in the movies, Mr. Lorre's always killing people. I'm frightened.
Look, who is Peter Lorre? Annie Lorre's brother. What is there to be afraid of? Come in.
Has Mr. Lorre appeared yet?
No, sir.
Oh, good. Ladies and gentlemen, any knives, daggers, stilettos, dirks, or other cutlery found sticking in people's backs after Mr. Lorre leaves tonight must be wiped off and returned to the Keen Cut Cutlery Company at once. These utensils have merely been loaned to Mr. Lorre. Remember, just because it's in you, it doesn't mean it's yours.
That guy sounds like the Shadow's brother-in-law.
Mr. Allen, I'm trembling.
You're trembling. I'm shaking like a crapshooter's cuticle, Portland. But we have got to be brave.
Tommy, is this Fred Allen's program?
Yes. What do you want, little boy? Are you from the... Are you from the Western Union?
I'm Peter Lorre.
Peter Lorre? So you... Ah, Peter Lorre. Well, Portland, Mr. Lorre isn't anything like we expected, is it?
No, he's smaller than Mayor LaGuardia.
Oh, I don't think so. But you sure are a letdown, Peter.
Did I disappoint you, Fred?
Yes, I thought you'd come creeping in here on all fours, drooling arsenic with a buzzard on a leash. You're supposed to be a brutal killer. you couldn't take a kumquat away from a Chinese baby.
That's what I keep telling them down at the morgue.
You spend a lot of time at the morgue?
Well, it's so nice and cool and peaceful at the morgue.
Well, I wouldn't know, Mr. Lorry.
Oh. Well, if it wasn't for me, a lot of people wouldn't know about the morgue.
Now, please, quit talking about the morgue. You sound as though you're slab happy.
But it is so nice and cool and peaceful.
I know you said that. You said that. You are an odious little runt, aren't you?
Fred, why do people think I'm such a monster? I'm just a lovable little guy trying to get ahead.
Ahead, I know. And you're not getting mine, if it's any news.
If people knew the story of my life, they'd see that I'm not a mad, twisted creature. They'd feel sorry for me.
But you're so untall, Peter. You must have grown up with a weight on your mind.
I did, Fred. I did. When I was 2 years old, I was an orphan. No father, no mother.
Oh, you poor kid. What happened to your father and mother?
I strangled them with a yo-yo.
Oh, you unfortunate child. Who brought you up?
Oh, an uncle took me in.
Good.
But my uncle had three heads.
Three heads your uncle had?
Huh? One of the heads took a violent dislike to me.
The other two heads were friendly, were they?
Yes, very friendly. But one night his big head ordered me out of the house. I left.
Why that dirty head picking on a poor tot like you? Where did you go, Peter?
Two nights I would climb a big oak tree and sleep in a vulture's nest.
You slept with vultures?
Well, it was a large nest. There was plenty of room.
Oh, you weren't cramped, didn't you?
No.
Tell me, how did you live?
For a while, I worked for Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Really? Doing what?
Well, when Dr. Jekyll was turning to Mr. Hyde, I had to remind him to put his money in his other pants.
He had two pairs, lucky chap. Well, your lean days are over, Peter. Now that you're a big success in pictures, you must have many friends in Hollywood.
No, Fred. I just hang around with Boris Karloff, Bela Lugosi, and Dracula.
Well, what do you boys do for excitement?
Oh, every day we give blood to the Red Cross.
Well, doesn't giving blood every day weaken you?
Oh, it is our blood.
Well, Peter, I'm sure that now that you've opened your heart, people will understand you.
Oh, I hope so, Fred. And I want to thank you for letting me tell my side of the story.
From now on, the public will know that you weren't always a master of mayhem.
Singing a song. When the red, red robin comes by,
rebroadcast especially for the men and women in the United Nations Armed Forces. Show is rebroadcast especially for the men and women in the United Nations Armed Forces. Now, featuring the music of Al Goodman and his orchestra. Show is rebroadcast especially for the men and women in the United Nations Armed Forces.